Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now we'll follow up on the segment from last hour where we were talking about Greg Palast's article that says if all the votes had been counted, Kerry would have actually won Ohio, to talking with Greg Palast. He's investigating the election for the BBC television. He's also a contributing editor for Harper's Magazine. His website is gregpalast.com. Maybe you know some of his previous work from salon.com. And the article, which, if you're just tuning in, probably shocks you that we're even talking about, or the topic that we're talking about, is shocking. The article is headlined, Kerry Won. It's on TomPaine.com. Greg, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian, glad to be with you.
What do you mean, Kerry won?
Well, count the votes. He won. Here's the nasty little secret of American politics. We lose about 2 million votes in each general election that are simply chucked out, discarded, thrown in the dumpster. We call them spoiled votes in the counting biz, undervotes and overvotes. 2 million. This year it went absolutely wild, even higher, because we included a kind of second-rate ballot, placebo ballot, I call it the provisional ballot. We had a couple million at least not counted. In Ohio, we know that the spoiled votes, the uncounted votes, are about 100,000, and the provisional ballots about 250,000. But if it's just random, big deal. Why talk to Greg Palast? The problem is it ain't random. We know from every study done by the government, by Harvard Law School, by others. I used to be a statistician. I just was speaking with all the statisticians this week. Over half of those votes thrown in the garbage, called spoiled, are cast by African Americans. And it's really horrendous in Ohio, where they have punch card voting still. It's hanging chads again, man. Then you have the provisional ballots, and overwhelmingly, the 250,000 provisional ballots are Democratic. We know that because the Republican Party ran a dedicated campaign to challenge voters in Ohio, say that person shouldn't vote, or if there's any problem, their poll workers were instructed to kind of push people to provisional ballots from real ballots.
So your numbers, just mm-hmm. to recap this, mm-hmm. the 155,000 provisional ballots that you say would have been overwhelmingly pro-Kerry, the 92,000 discarded votes, that's the spoiled votes.
Right.
And another 250,000, practically, that were not counted. What are those?
Well, no, what I'm saying is those, the spoiled votes and the provisional votes. Now, the provisional votes, I think the number you're looking at is plain dealer. They may be a little low. No one knows, by the way. They're so sloppy in Ohio. You have to understand, you've got a Secretary of State of Ohio, a guy named Ken Blackwell, who is a rabid Republican partisan. A guy that we put in charge of elections. I mean, this shocks the rest of the planet when I put these reports on BBC. They can't believe that you'd have, like, a party hack in charge of an election. This guy makes Catherine Harris look like, yeah, Thomas Jefferson.
But to get back to the numbers,
if
you add up all these votes that were either discarded or not counted,
right,
and the likely breakdown of them for Kerry or Bush, that it would have been greater than the official margin of victory.
Absolutely.
And Kerry would have won.
Yeah,
so if you know this, why didn't the Kerry campaign know this and decide to have all those votes count?
Very interesting. I was with the Attorney General of New Jersey yesterday, who is not a partisan character, and he said, do you realize what the Democrats would have to do to pull this off? It's one thing to say their votes weren't uncounted. It's another to say that they get counted. They would have had to fight Blackwell and literally had 250,000 trials. You'd have to bring in the voter who signed the provisional ballot, get them to testify under oath that they are indeed a proper registered voter. It's their ID. This is who I am. And as long as Blackwell resisted, it would be like the Florida story times 100. So you can imagine, and to pull off that logistically, politically, and with the media just going crazy saying we don't want to hear it, we don't want to hear one more word about hanging chads, we don't want to hear one more word about provisional ballots, there's no way practically that I believe that the Democratic Party had the gumption, the money, the time, or ultimately the ability to pull it off. And
I think they
added it up and said, you know, I mean, I can't enter Kerry's mind. I'm a reporter. I'm not here mm-hmm. to tell me his campaign, but as a practical matter, they couldn't get their votes counted.
But their numbers seem to be different from yours, because when Kerry decided not to pursue this, what some insiders have called the scorched earth policy, the numbers that his campaign was giving out were not as many potential votes there, correct?
Well, you know, I don't listen to the politicians of either party. I have to tell you, if you talk about my Salon article from 4 years ago, I'm the guy that uncovered that Catherine Harris had knocked off tens of thousands of African-American voters before Election Day, illegally calling them felons when they were just guilty of voting while black. Al Gore didn't like that story. He denied that story for 4 years and then finally cited it a couple weeks ago, just before the election, because they don't like to say, look, they just walked away from their black voters. It creates tremendous problems for them. You have some of the same issues here. I have to say that, you know, Kerry, before the election, went before the NAACP and cited these studies that I had that he had gotten from me, went to Jesse Jackson Edwards, to him, saying we're going to count the votes this time, that there are a million votes not counted, a million black votes not counted in America in general elections. We should be doing something like that. I'm going to get those votes counted. And then when push came to shove, he didn't. Now, would he be successful? Would it be brutal? Would it be difficult? Would it ruin his future possibilities of election? Yep, that's right. That's what it would take. It would take, he'd have to throw his own political body and career on the fire.
We just have 30 seconds left. Have you gotten any response to your article from the Kerry campaign?
I can't tell you. But I can tell you this, that the African-American politicians have said, it's about time that someone has brought up the fact that they're not counting our votes and shout it loud. The guy that I am most interested in is the dean of the law school at Berkeley, who's also U.S. Civil Rights Commissioner, and said, it's about time someone made this a public issue. We've known this for years, and we have to bring it out. In this case, it happens to affect a candidate. But the real issue is that disenfranchising a large segment of our population, the black population in America.
Greg Palast, still investigating U.S. elections for the BBC, but this article can best be seen on what, TomPaine.com?
TomPaine.com and the follow-ups at GregPalast.com.
Thanks, Greg. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. When we come back, we'll conclude the call-in that got interrupted yesterday for Republicans.